On an internet website, Al-Shabaab posted pictures of the two young men it says were responsible for Sunday's deadly attack on the Mogadishu compound housing peacekeepers from Burundi. A statement in Somali accompanied the photos, warning the group would launch more attacks if the 3,500 AMISOM soldiers from Burundi and Uganda did not leave the country immediately. An AU official confirmed suicide bombings left 11 soldiers dead and 15 wounded. It was the deadliest strike against African Union troops since their arrival in Somalia nearly 2 years ago to help stabilize the country. In an interview with VOA, AMISOM spokesman, Ugandan Army Major Barije Bahoku, expressed anger at Al-Shabaab's relentless use of violence.
Sheikh Mukuta Robo, who made the statement praising the two young men who perished according to him, why can't he himself send his own children into committing suicide? He's sending children of other people, not his. It means he's keeping himself safe and his family, and he's destroying the families of other people. And the Somalis need to look at him as really someone who is an enemy of this country.
The African Union described the attack against AMISOM as an attempt to detract attention from efforts to form a new unity government under President Sharif Sheikh Ahmed. He was the moderate Islamist who led the Islamic Courts Union before the movement was ousted from power by Ethiopia in late 2006. After the Islamist leader participated in UN-sponsored talks that paved the way for an Ethiopian troop withdrawal from Somalia last month, Sheikh Sharif was elected president of Somalia's interim government by an expanded parliament. He and his newly appointed Western-educated Prime Minister, Omar Abdulrashid Sharmarke, have pledged to reach out to Al-Shabaab and its allied militias to end the anti-government insurgency and to form the first functioning government in Somalia in 18 years. President Sharif says the government needs the help of international peacekeepers to reestablish order and wants AMISOM troops to stay. But Al-Shabaab, listed by Washington as a terrorist organization, has refused to accept the presence of foreign troops in Somalia and has repeatedly attacked AMISOM bases and convoys. Alicia Ruvioy News, Nairobi.